Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniker with you as we bring you the Thunder Mountain Falcons taking on the Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears on the ladies' side of the bracket. The Crimson Bears victorious yesterday over the Kehigh Kings, 51-47, I believe, the final there.
No, 50. Oh, 50.
50-47. As Kehigh dropped that one, and that put the Crimson Bears in tonight's or this afternoon's matchup against the Thunder Mountain Falcons. Thunder Mountain in the number one spot here this year on the ladies' side of the bracket. And we'll see if the Crimson Bears can get an upset here this afternoon. Well, Thunder Mountain ladies looking good.
They cannot start the way they did yesterday against this team. The Lady Kings came out, outscored them 20-2 in the first quarter. But the Bears were able to return the favor in the third quarter, outscoring Kehigh 21-2. And then it ended up being a close game from there as they were able to pull it out 50-47.
Really, two totally different halves for both teams.
Exactly.
Kehigh played on fire in the first half and then just went cold in the second. Juneau ice cold in the first and turned it up in the second. And we did end up with a little bit of a ball game right there down the stretch. But
as they're going to introduce the starters of this one and get underway, I believe they'll introduce all the non-starters for Thunder Mountain because they have not played yet.
First game.
Thunder Mountain in their home white with blue trim. The Crimson Bears are in their black with red and white trim tonight.
Thunder Mountain's coach Andy Lee coming back where he had so much success here as a Sitka coach.
This is a, well, you got a couple of Sitka officials in this matchup that are very whistle happy, so there should expect a lot of whistles in this game as Dennis Landers and Hot Rod Campbell are out there along with Shane Martinez from Metlakatla. As Keith Perkins down there on the public address, giving out his standard speech pregame.
Shape up or ship out? Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
That's what it is. Shape up or ship out speech. Both cheer squads loud and proud here for the Crimson Bears and the Thunder Mountain Falcons. This whole event, an opportunity not only to highlight the basketball players, but the cheer and stunt teams, the dance team, pep band, and pep club.
Oh, it's a whole rigmarole here. A lot going on. They introduced the non-starters for the Bears.
Maybe just because it's Thunder Mountain's first time, too. I don't know.
Looking at combining these two teams next year, going back to one school in Juneau.
Yeah, it's kind of a real...
kind of a bummer.
Yeah, a real bummer. We were just talking about what kind of history we have against Juneau, and then now, you know, years of history playing against Thunder Mountain. Been some great competition. Took a few years for Thunder Mountain to kind of get things evened out the way you'd kind of expect it to, but then they've been fierce competitors here in Southeast since.
Starters for the Bears, Layla Tokuoka and Gwen Nizek. Tokuoka, a freshman, Nizek, a sophomore. You add the twins from the other side with those two next year, and you got yourself a formidable team.
Yeah.
Raina Tuckwood will also get the start. A 6'4 senior, Myla Hargraves. Myla, six swats in yesterday's game. She had a great game. And then Chloe Casperson rounds out the starting lineup for the Crimson Bears. And now they'll introduce the Falcons of Thunder Mountain. coached by Andy Lee.
Cambry Lockhart. Mika Carandang. Jenna Dobson. Bergen Erickson. Nani Frommers. And 25, Addison Wilson. And 33, Kara Strong.
And now passing the starting five for your Thunder Mountain Falcons.
I think the Falcons, did Juno beat them in conference once? I think they may have.
Jaya Carandang gets the nod for the Thunder Mountain Falcons.
Mika and Jaya are twins, and Andy Lee likes to just keep one of them in there all the time, switching them out.
Kind of running the show from the top of the key. They're good ball handlers. Run the floor well for a Thunder Mountain.
Kara Baxter, one of the Baxter twins, at 6'2". And Kaylin Baxter, and these two are a formidable pair as juniors. Both very athletic and can take the ball from anywhere on the court.
Kadri Hartman, number 24.
I don't think she came to Ketchikan when they came down there.
And Ashlyn Gates. That will do it. Like Clark said, two Sitka officials, one Metlakatla official out there today. And we are ready to get going. 8 minutes up on the clock. Winner gets tomorrow off. And the loser is going to go back to play K-High tomorrow. And the loser of that game, done. Going home. True double elimination on the 4A side, so there's a chance to, even if you lost today, you could come back and force a game on Saturday if the team that wins out, wins this game, ends up losing on Friday.
Kara Baxter will jump it up against Hargraves. Baxter wins the tip, but right to Tuckwood, over to Casperson. Shot up, no good. Foul, she's going to the line.
I think Ashlyn Gates is going to be whistled for the foul right out of the gate. No. Foul going to go against Kadri Hartman. Her first.
You tricked me.
I did. You write in pen, too, so now you're stuck.
You know, he's got to get that in there, don't you? First one by Casperson is good as the Bears strike first. Like I said, these two guys from Sitka really like to blow the whistle, call everything. Casperson makes them both. Could be a lot of fouls in this game. Kara Baxter brings it up. Over to Hartman. Now Carandang with Jaya. Meg wants to set it up. Juno in a 2-3 zone. Over to Kara on the far side. Into Caitlin at the high post. Now Hartman. Back to Caitlin. Back to Hartman at the top. Swings it over to Kara. Gates at the high post. Might have got away with a foul there, did Hargraves. And coming the other way of the Bears. Shot no good. Hargraves with the offensive rebound. And a foul.
Hargraves going to go back up.
Who'd you give the steal on the other end?
It was 14, I think. I think it was Tokuoka. I think she was in the mix.
Got it.
And Hargrave going to go to the line for the pair.
Shot on the way is good.
Juno getting off to a good start. 3-for-3 from the free throw line and being aggressive attacking the hoop.
Second one on the way. Good. Bears up 4-0. They're 4-for-4 from the foul line. Kara. Out to Jaya. Back to Kara. In the corner. Back out to Jaya. Gates. They swing it to Hartman. Back up to Jaya. Now to Kara. Swings to Hartman. Kalen at the free throw line. Back to Hartman. Not there. She'll back it out.
Tokuoka making it tough on her. She loses the ball. Karen Dang has to track that one down out near half court.
They get it to Gates. Oh, there's the foul coming on Hargraves. She tried to knock it away. Her first foul. You got to be really careful with this crew. You got to know who's calling them out there, because there's going to be a lot of fouls in this game, and Hargraves has to be really careful, because she goes out, then all of a sudden Thunder Mountain has a huge size advantage.
Lockhart and Mika Karen Dang in.
And Lockhart feeds it right into Gates underneath for the layup.
Easy bucket on the inbound pass.
Kasperson gets it out to Nizek. Pounded by Kalen Baxter. Over to Tuckwood. Now to Tokuoka, and out of bounds. Just going to throw it away.
Bad pass just over the head of the intended recipient. Out of bounds. 6:22 to go here in the first. JD by two.
Lockhart brings it up. Over to Kara. Kalen up at the top. Back to Kara. Fires for three. Way too hard. Rebound Tuckwood. Coming the other way, Nizek. Off to Tokuoka. Down underneath the Kasperson. Shot up, no good. Foul on Gates.
That'll be her first. Team second. And that's going to send Tokuoka, that's going to send Kasperson to the line for two. She's already two for two on the afternoon from the free throw line.
That one's no good. Gets another one. Shot on the way. That's good. 5-2. All the Bears points on foul shot. Tokuoka knocks it out of bounds on the pass. Lockhart will trigger for Thunder Mountain. Mika Karen Dang in there as well now. Inbound to Kara. Out to Mika at the top. Now Kara. Right corner. Bad pass. Throws it into the backcourt. Tuckwood tries to sprint for it. It goes out of bounds to the Bears. Lockhart wisely just tips it away.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lockhart did the right thing just to slow it down and not give the Crimson Bears a fast break there and just knocked it out of bounds. They were going to lose possession anyway.
Tokuoka tried to feed it in underneath, kicked out by Baxter. Tokuoka to trigger again. Looking. Gets it into Tuckwood. And travel on Tuckwood. We'll turn it back over.
5:33 to go here in the first. 5-2 Crimson Bears. Crimson Bears yet to get a field goal here. All 5 points coming from the free throw line.
Mika with it out top. Over to Kara on the far side. Down to Lockhart on the baseline. Resets to Kara. Mika at the top. Now to Lockhart for three. Good. Cambry Lockhart drains the three.
Off the bench on the feed from Mika Karendang. Tied up at five.
Tuckwood. Now Tokuoka. Down to Nizek on the baseline. Wants to drive. Blocked by Kalen Baxter. Coming the other way. Poked away. Lockhart comes up with it. Now to Kara. Who had the rebound?
Gates.
Mika, now to Kara. Back to Lockhart. Now down to Kara. Wants to drive. Blocked by Hargraves and a foul.
Boy, that's going to be her second here. We're not 3.5 minutes in.
You got to know who's officiating. The block looked clean, but the foul is called. It's going to be on Hargraves, her second.
That's going to get Bergen or Nadia Wilson up off the bench for Crimson Bears. As Kara Baxter misses the first one, she'll get one more. Gates comes out. And number five, Jenna Dobson, checks in for Thunder Mountain as well.
Second one by Kara is up and good.
The lead now to Thunder Mountain Falcons, 6-5.
Tokuoka, left side. Kasperson comes out to give her a screen. Tokuoka drives it in, pulls up. Good.
Wow. Nice little shot by Tokuoka. She was pretty quiet offensively yesterday.
30-second timeout by Andy Lee. Wants to talk about it. Juno up 7-6, 4:14 to go here in the first quarter.
Want to remind everybody, first game of our doubleheader here on KINY as the Thunder Mountain Falcons taking on the K-High Kings. Coming up right after this on the boys' side of the bracket. So just keep your radio dial right here all afternoon for all your Region 5 4A tournament coverage. Coming to you from the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium here in Sitka. .414 to go here in the first quarter. Juno up by one as we've changed leads here a couple times now. The last few possessions.
Thunder Mountain ball coming out of the timeout. Lockhart to trigger into Mika. Mika will bring it across. Over to Lockhart. Down to Kaylin Baxter. Back out Lockhart. Dumps to Kara Baxter. Shot up in the paint, no good, but a foul, and she'll go to the line for two.
I think that's going to go against Nizek. We'll see if that's the official call. Bradley Martinez makes his way over to the bench, and that is Gwen going to be whistled for her first foul. Third team foul.
Kara Baxter at the line. First one is good. Tied at 7. Second one on the way is good as well. Tokuoka brings it up for the Bears. Spins at the foul line. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound is loose, and Cambry Lockhart finally comes away with it. Up to Kara Baxter. Out to Lockhart for three. On the way, no good. Rebound will go out of bounds to the Bears.
Got a good look there, nobody on her, and just couldn't get it, overshot the rim. Sailed out of bounds, so it'll be Crimson Bears ball in the backcourt with 3:38 to go here in the first.
Inbounded to Tuckwood. Quick upcourt pass to Kasperson, gets it across. Wants help, needs help, Nizek. And she had to turn it over or fall into the backcourt.
Karen Dane came up with the steal.
Mika drives in. Layup, good. She got the steal, went all the way. She wanted to pass, but the defense went away from her, so she just scored it. Tokuoka forcing it inside. Bad pass. Out of bounds. Turned over. Fourth on the Bears.
Good defense by the Thunder Mountain Falcons underneath. They tried to just throw it over the top, and that size of the middle there in Juneau makes it tough.
Cambry Lockhart. Now up to Kara. Baxter into Kaylin Baxter. Layup good.
Kara with a nice assist underneath, and Kaylin with her first bucket of the game.
And the foul as well.
Should go to the line for the and one.
Going to be on Gwen Nizek, her second.
Oh, that's going to get a sub up off the bench. Is Jenna Dobson going to come in and get Nizek off the floor?
You're looking at the wrong side, bud.
No. Oh,
it's Troxel.
Oh, Troxel came in for Nizek. Yeah, you're right. I was looking at the other.
Kaylin Baxter makes the free throw. Kara back. Kara Strong comes in now for Dobson. 13-7 Thunder Mountain. Juno already two starters with two fouls here in the first quarter. Tokuoka looking to get it in. Finally, bad pass. We'll turn it over.
Five turnovers just compared to one for the Thunder Mountain Falcons here in the early going.
Crimson Bears in trouble here. Foul trouble. turnovers. Cambry Lockhart. Kara Baxter, 15-footer on the baseline. No. Rebound. Out of bounds to the Bears.
I think it was Mika Carendane got a finger on it, trying to track that one down. Might have thought that Strong had the last touch, and so she was trying to save the possession.
Inbounded to Kasperson. Double dribble, got away with it. Now to Tokuoka.
Thought about a pass and then couldn't get it off.
Tokuoka goes right. It's by her man. Fouled by Kara Strong. She's going to the line to shoot a pair.
Strong going to be whistled for her first. Team's third. Tokuoka to the line. Only one field goal here for the Crimson Bears in the first 5.5 minutes. All the rest of their points coming from the free throw line.
First free throw no good by Layla. She'll get another one. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound, Kara Strong. Quickly up ahead, Kaylin Baxter. Layup, no good. And rebound, Troxel. Comes out of there with the Bears. Coming the other way. Tokuoka, layup, good.
Through traffic, had to go up and under around Strong. Somehow got that one to fall.
Kaylin Baxter the other way. You see who got the feet on there? I didn't either.
So fast.
The speed of the Baxter sisters with that height. Now Tuckwood, long two. That's no good. Kasperson, offensive rebound. Resets to Tokuoka. Now to Tuckwood. Out, bad pass. Stolen away by Kaylin Baxter. Coast to coast. Layup, good. And a timeout by the Bears, 30-second timeout, 17-9 in favor of Thunder Mountain with 1:45 to go here in the first quarter.
Well, the Thunder Mountain Falcons took the lead 8-7. It was tied up 7-7. They took a lead 8-7. And since then, they've outscored the Crimson Bears 9-2 as they've just really turned up the pressure and done a nice job moving the ball up the floor. 1:45 to go here in the first.
So it'll be Bears ball coming out of the timeout. Layla Tokuoka will inbound. Inbound to Troxel, back to Tokuoka, the freshman. She'll bring it up. Picked up by Kara Baxter. Goes right, tried to get it to Tuckwood, knocked out by Lockhart.
Yeah, Lockhart did good hands up there. Knocked that one loose and out of bounds.
Inbounded to Tuckwood. Now to Tokuoka. Tokuoka backs it out. Reset. Gets in the lane. Little runner. No good. Rebound, Kara Baxter. Coming the other way. Kaitlin Baxter and a foul on the floor.
That's going to be on Troxel, I think, trying to ride the hip of Kaitlin Baxter. And what else could she do? Totally outmatched size-wise. The only thing she could do is hang on for the ride.
Kaylin Baxter having a hot first quarter.
And that's five fouls, so it'll be a double bonus here now.
Two shots. Shot on the way. Good.
Now 3-for-3 from the free throw line.
One more coming for Kaylin Baxter. Shot on the way. No good. Tokuoka with the rebound. She'll bring it up. Goes left. Gets a screen and a foul. Going to be whistled on Jaya Carendane, who just came back in.
That'll be her first. Team's fourth. No, that's the 5-2. I missed one somewhere.
And Tokoka will now shoot two on the other end.
Tokoka 0 for 2 on the afternoon from the free throw line. Trying to find a little bit of a rhythm here. First one is up, no good.
Boy, this will be some kind of team they combined.
Yeah.
You got Nizik, Tokoka, Cambry Lockhart, and the Baxter twins, and whatever else you got running around out there. It's going to be a team. She makes the second one. Over to Lockhart, far side, goes baseline, dumps inside. Kaylin Baxter, shot up, no good. Foul, she'll shoot two. I warned you about the whistles.
Yeah.
Did I not? Alrighty.
Nadia Wilson going to be whistled for her first.
I despise these kinds of games. Stop, go, foul, foul, foul. Let the kids play.
First one is up, no good. Yeah, and I don't disagree. I also think as part of the game, you got to adjust to, you know, knowing what's out there and how the game's being called, and it's being called consistently. And it's part of your responsibility to figure the lay of the land and shake it up.
Coming the other way, Tuckwood. That wasn't traveling. Yeah.
They give it back. Seven.
Seven. One snooze patrol.
But it does feel like this quarter's taking a long time, though. 48.4.
This game's going to take forever. Lockhart goes left. Gets in the paint, little runner, no. Gets her own rebound out to Jaya for three. That's no good. Rebound, Baxter underneath, scoop, good.
Offensive rebound and a reverse layup putback. Now and stolen away on the other side. Lockhart, I don't know if she came up with the steal.
I think so.
We'll give it to her. And then a little feed over to Gates, and Gates fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line for two with 27.5 left.
Looking at my book, there's so many foul shots already here in the first quarter. I don't like it. Gates misses the first one.
Yeah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 for the Thunder Mountain, and 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 for Juneau.
It's ridiculous, in my opinion. Second one, no good. And a foul. I mean, everything's a foul. I mean, come on.
And that one, you could have let go. Wasn't going to change the possession. Nadia Wilson in position for the rebound. Now we're going to mark it down to the other side.
21-10, Thunder Mountain on top. 26 seconds to go in the quarter.
Wilson with her first free throws of the afternoon.
That's good. One more coming for Wilson. Shot no good. Rebound. Gate.
Her second.
She pushes. Dumps to Baxter underneath. Bad pass. And now Gates is going to foul. Her second.
Might be an interesting game when we get down to the end. We'll see the backs of the benches playing.
This is terrible.
We're going to get
terrible.
To see some players we didn't expect to see in this game. As Tokuoka will go to the line.
12 fouls
two.
Now is what I got in the first quarter. Is that how many you got?
It might be more. I know I got 13 maybe. Tokuoka knocks down the first one. Yeah, I think 13.
Second one is good.
Going 0 for 3. Tokuoka now hit the last three and is now 3 for 6.
Lockhart drives and scores on the other end. Nobody stopped the ball. They all went after Baxter instead. Tokuoka drives in, turns, gets free, shot no. And that will end the first quarter with our score 23-13. We'll take a one-minute break and be back with second quarter action.
8 minutes up on the clock here as we get back to the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium. 23-13, Thunder Mountain after 8 minutes of play. And we are underway in second quarter action now as Troxell with it up top. Drives to the right side, loses the handle, poked out by Chloe Kasperson. And that's, my bad, Jenna Dobson, the dribbler. I've got my books all backwards here. Of course, everybody's got the same number on both sides.
Yeah.
On these two teams. A lot of times you can cheat your way around by different numbers. Now they get it down low into Kaylin Baxter. Baxter shot up, no good. And it was strong with the offensive rebound. Kicks it out. Long rebound comes down to Nizek, who comes up with it. And Nizek going to be back in there playing again after sitting out with two fouls there in the first quarter. Nizek up top. Goes now over, bombs away, in and off the rebound, no good. Gets her own rebound, count it. Wow, Nizek just stuck with it, followed her own shot, got the offensive board, and count it for two, and she'll go to the line for the and one.
Gets the hoop and the harm. I mean, like I said earlier in the season, as a shooter, you know when it's off, and she knew that was off, and she just attacked it, and it bounced right to her, and she went back up strong.
That Jaya's second?
Yeah.
Shot is up and good by Gwen Nizek. So she comes right off the bench and goes to work.
23-16, Thunder Mountain.
Mika out to Gates. Now to Kaylin Baxter up top. Now to Gates out on the wing, left side. Centers it back up. Now bounce pass out to Kaylin. Kaylin going to drive in, and an offensive foul going to be called.
Gates.
Against Gates. That'll be her third. The moving screen. I didn't see it.
Yeah. Took Tokuoka out.
So that's the second team foul for Thunder Mountain here in the second quarter.
First quarter featured 24 free throws.
Nizek in some trouble. Finally getting it in, and Hargrave coming up with it. Now back to Nizek. Over to Kasperson, up and in. Count it for two. Nice little take as Gwen gets her first assist, and Kasperson with her first bucket.
Had to go into stall mode there, not knowing if it was going to roll in.
It's good. Lockhart down low to Kaylin Baxter. Back out to Lockhart. Out on the wing. Hands off to Karendang. Mika for three. Shot up, no good. Batted around. Ball loose, and it's going to be with
white
the
ball.
Thunder Mountain Falcons. Is that one off the Crimson Bears and out of bounds. 6:32 to go here in the second. Thunder Mountain by five. So Juno on a 5-0 run here to start the second quarter. Blocked from behind, but a foul coming from the front side. That's got to be on Tuckwood. It can't.
You're.
No, Tokuoka. I didn't see where she was in the mix. But that'll be the first foul for her. And Kara Baxter to the line where she's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. She'll get a pair here. That one off the back of the window and then falls through.
Yeah, Hargraves on the backside had the clean swat.
Yeah, it looked good. And I didn't see Tokuoka. Second shot now by Baxter on the way, and that is good. She's now 5 of 6 from the free throw line, making a living there. Now stolen away on the inbounds pass by Karendang.
Her second steal.
Kaylin Baxter from 12. That one no good. Tokuoka with the rebound. Her second. She'll bring it up now for the Crimson Bears. Over to Nizek. Nizek looking for a screen, doesn't use it. Down in the corner, now going to bomb for three. No good. Kasperson gets the long rebound. Now quickly down to Kaylin. Up off the window, count it.
Lockhart with the assist. Got the rebound and the assist, and Kaylin Baxter having a huge game.
Now Tuckwood with a shot down the other side, and an offensive rebound and a putback by Chloe Kasperson will draw the foul. She'll go to the line as Bergen Erickson going to be whistled for her first.
27-18 our score now in favor of Thunder Mountain. Like you said, everybody's going to get some roll today.
Yeah.
Bergen Erickson comes into the game.
Yeah. What do you do? I mean, you can't let everybody foul out in the first half. First shot by Kasperson, no good.
Oh, she didn't make a basket?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it missed.
Oh, I thought she made it. I was just listening to you and Statton.
She'll get one more. That one rattles in the cage, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Bergen Erickson. She'll clear it out now to Jaya Karandang, who will run the point. Now over to Mika, left side. Down in the corner, Kalen. Now over to Erickson. And Erickson now will center it up. Top of the key, underneath to Kalen. They kick it back up top. Jaya to Mika. Now back to Kalen Baxter. Down in the corner. Jaya out to Erickson. Now they kick it back up top to Kara Baxter. Kara drives in. Bounce pass over to Erickson. Erickson might have got away with the travel. And now they're going to go right side. Kalen, a little show and go. She drives into the paint. Kicks it back out. Erickson wide open for three. Got it. Erickson with her first bucket of the game. And Kalen Baxter with her first assist.
Up ahead to Hargraves. Layup is good. I thought it was Kara got the assist. I don't know.
Now they go back outside. Down on the right side. Down to Mika. Out to Kara. Kara drives the lane. Steps through. No good. Loose ball as Kara tracks down the offensive board. And then she's going to be fouled underneath. And that's going to be Myla Hargraves' third foul.
That's the call. Her third. She's going to head to the bench. As Tanya Nizek works the official. Tell him just to quit blowing his whistle. Crying out loud.
So Kara Baxter, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Make it 6 of 7 as she knocks that one down. Making a living there this afternoon, 31-20. Crimson Bears, I think, were within 3 or 4 at one point here. Early on as they went on that 5-0 run, it was, I think it's 23-18, I guess, because it was... They went on a 5-0 run to start the second quarter. And then Thunder Mountains now put their foot back on the gas. It's pulled away. That one off the iron, no good. Nizek with the rebound for the Crimson Bears. She'll push 31-20. Thunder Mountain on top with 4:22 to go here in the first half. Kasperson down in the corner to Tuckwood. Tuckwood kicks it back up top over to Wilson. Now Kasperson down low to Tuckwood. Double team down on the block in some trouble, and it's going to be off the hands of Cambry Lockhart and out of bounds, and it will be Juno Ball underneath their own basket. Now they go right side over to Nizek. Step back three, and Kalen Baxter space, no good, but the rebound comes down to Erickson. Now quickly up to Lockhart. Lockhart at the elbow. Out to Erickson. Three-pointer short. Nizek with the rebound. That's her fourth. She'll push the other way with 3:45 to go here in the second. Out to Tokuoka on the left wing. Tries to dump it down low to Kasperson. Triple team. Travels.
Oh, no. Foul.
They're going to call a foul. Looked like she got an extra step in there. But she got bailed out. The foul going to go again. Jaya Karandang.
What was that?
I don't know.
Glitch in the matrix?
Yeah, I bumped things. Jaya with her third foul. They get it in now to Tuckwood. Tuckwood up top now to Tokuoka. 3:24 to go here in the second. Tokuoka drives left side, scoops to the hoop, and a foul going to be whistled. That might be on Erickson. She was in the mix. That is the call. Her second. Team's fifth. First shot up by Tokuoka is good. So Tokuoka went 0 for 3, then hit her next three. She's now 4 of 7 from the free throw line.
Tokoka having a good first half. She did not play well yesterday against Kehi, but knocks that one down.
Second shot up and good. Coming the other way. Kara Baxter to Kaylin. Kaylin drives into the paint. Now kicks it out over to Jenna Dobson, and Dobson travels with it. Is that only second turnover?
That's what I got, too. That's what I was looking at you going, is that it? Are you sure?
Yeah. Thunder Mountain doing a good job taking care of the ball here.
Bears eight turnovers on the other side.
First 13 minutes of play, Thunder Mountain only with two, unofficial. Juno looking to get it in. They do. And no. Ooh. And going down hard on the far side is Nadia Wilson trying to track that one down, and she won't get it. And is Juno going to turn it over? Strong now trying to get up, sub in. And she's going to come in for Kaylin Baxter. 3:01 to go here in the half. Thunder Mountain by nine. And it's Thunder Mountain ball. Lockhart gets it into Kara up top. Kara drives right, little shove off, and an offensive foul going to go against Kara Baxter, and that'll be her third. So we got
third turnover.
But we got three starters now, or I guess, yeah, three starters. Ashlyn Gates, Jaya Carandang, and Kara Baxter all with three fouls apiece. And on the other side, Myla Hargrave with three, Gwen Nysick with two. So that's going to get Kara to the bench. Kaylin back in.
The way this game is being officiated is ridiculous.
They get it in, nearly stolen away, and a jump ball. No, they're going to say that was
out of bounds.
Toe on the line over there. So that's going to be 11 turnovers now on the Crimson Bears. 2:54 to go here in the half. But yeah, not much flow in this game. Now Mika will get it in to Lockhart in the backcourt. Going to bring it up on Tuckwood. Gets by Tuckwood. Drives in. Free throw line into Strong underneath. What a pass by Cambry Lockhart. Strong up and in for two.
Third assist by Cambry now.
Juno coming the other way. Tokuoka has it stolen away. No. What? No, no. How was that?
No idea.
Karen Dang touched it on the way out. I'm not sure. She had the steal, and then I thought touched it on the way out, but Juno will turn it over again on the play. As now scooped to the hoop, no good, and the rebound not controlled, but Jenna Dobson down there trying to fight for it, loses it out of bounds. So with 2:22 to go, it'll be Crimson Bears ball down by 11. Here in the second quarter. Nysick gets it in. She'll get it right back. Troxel will give it right back to her. Picked up by Carandang up top. Nysick drives left. Gets it to Tuckwood. Top of the key. Dribbles off the foot of one of the Thunder Mountain Falcons down low and finally passes it off over to Nysick. Little pop from 12. No good off the window. And Strong tied up down low. Her and Troxel fighting over it, and it's going to stay with the Crimson Bears on the possession arrow. As
Bergen comes back in for Erickson, comes back in for Thunder Mountain.
Nysick gets it in now to Tuckwood. Hands right back to Nysick. Nysick on the wing looking for a little bit of a screen from Tokuoka. Now they get it over to Tokuoka. She drives the lane, runs right in to Strong down in the paint. And a jump ball going to be called again. That one will go to Thunder Mountain. Boy.
Blocked by Kara Strong.
Kara right there just ran right into her. And
Kara never moved. I thought it was a great call. Kara never moved. Just stood there with two hands up. Got the block.
We got a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Well, we got a little break. Want to make sure we give a big shout-out to all the sponsors of today's game up there on KINY. And encourage all of you to stop into those businesses and spend a few of your hard-earned dollars. Let them know that you appreciate them bringing you Thunder Mountain Lady Falcons and Lady Crimson Bears basketball here on the radio. And encourage them to keep doing that into the future. And then we'll take another opportunity to remind you, too, this is the first of a doubleheader this afternoon. as the Thunder Mountain Falcons taking on the K-High Kings next. And that game will be broadcast here on KINY as well. 1:45 to go here in the half.
K-Highlights will perform at halftime of this one. Inbounded to Lockhart.
Lockhart now going to bring it up on Tuckwood. Right side, crosses over, now goes back to the left side. They try and feed it down low. Tokuoka comes up with it on the loose ball. Only the fourth turnover for the Falcons on the bad pass. Now down in the corner, over to Troxel. Out to Nizek at the elbow. Gets it out to Tuckwood. Tuckwood back to Nizek. Stolen away by Carendang. Mika with three steals now. And a double dribble is going to give it back. 1:13 to go here in the half.
Lost the handle and went to track it down.
They try and get it in, and
the gals that are judging the cheerleaders up there basically dancing in the stands like they're doing the cheers. I was cracking up. Finding the beat of the cheer for sure.
As there's Thunder Mountain doing their cheerleading adjudication this game. There's now a foul going to be whistled against Kaylin Baxter.
That's just terrible.
Kaylin with her first foul.
Come on, Hot Rod.
Team seventh. I don't know how many here. We lost count. We ran out of space to record them. So it will be a shooting foul. Is Tokuoka going to go back to the line for a pair? She's now 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Yeah, we're going to add this one up here at the half. It's going to be
ugly.
Substantial.
Ugly.
First one in and out, no good. She'll get one more.
We came to watch the kids play, not the refs officiate.
1:02 left here in the game, or in the half, excuse me. As Tokuoka's second shot falls. 23-33. Crimson Bears down by 10. Lockhart now goes left side over to Erickson. Erickson into Kaylin. Kaylin scooped to the hoop, no good. And Erickson, or a tip by Strong over to Baxter, but she wasn't back. Hadn't established herself back on the court, and she ran out of bounds. So it'll be Crimson Bears ball. They get it in now to Nizek. 46 seconds to go. Nizek going to push, pulls it out on the right wing. Looking for a screen from Tokuoka. Drops it down in the corner to Troxel. And a foul. No,
nope.
Out of bounds.
Yeah, turnover. 14 now on the Bears is what I've got.
Yep. That's not going to win you a game against the tough Thunder Mountain team. Is now Lockhart going to bring it up. Goes right side. Over to Erickson. Erickson dumps it down low. Baxter shot up, no good. Strong with the offensive rebound and the putback. That's her second.
Good for Kara.
Just cleaning it up. Nizek down low, 18 seconds to go. Pulls it back out. Crimson Bears will play for one more shot. Nizek to Troxel. 9 seconds. Underneath to Tokuoka. No good. Stolen away by Lockhart. And Lockhart coming the other way. Out to Carendang. 1 second, and they're not going to get it off. Bad clock management by Thunder Mountain there at the end. Doesn't give them an opportunity, but they're going to go to the locker room up by 12 points at 35-23 after our first half. Stay tuned. Our halftime report coming your way in just 3 minutes. Welcome to the halftime report. Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniker with you as we give you a rundown of everything that took place here in the first 16 minutes of play. Thunder Mountain leading the way 35-23 after 16 minutes. And leading the way for the Thunder Mountain Falcons is Kaylin Baxter. 13 points for Baxter as she's got 5 field goals. A lot of those coming just down in the paint, just grinding it out and putting them up off the window down low.
Well, Hargraves has been in foul trouble the whole first half. She's been unabated to the goal.
And Kaylin just making good use of that opportunity. 3 for 5 from the free throw line for her 13 total points in offense. Baxter with 1 block shot, 1 steal, 1 assist, and 1 offensive rebound in the first half. 6 points for Kara Baxter. Kara getting all hers done at the free throw line. She's 6 of 8 from the free throw line there in the first half. She's got 1 assist, 1 offensive rebound, and a defensive rebound. 5 points for Cambry Lockhart off the bench. Lockhart with 1 3-pointer and a bucket from inside. 2 steals, 3 assists, 1 offensive rebound, and a defensive rebound. Then 4 points for Kara Strong on 2 buckets from the field. She's got 1 blocked shot, 2 offensive rebounds, and a defensive rebound. And then 3 points for Bergen Erickson on a 3-pointer there in the second quarter. She's got 2 defensive rebounds. And then 2 points for Ashlyn Gates and Mika Kierendang. Gates 0 for 2 from the line with a bucket from the field. She's got 2 defensive rebounds. And Mika Kierendang with 1 bucket from the field, 3 steals, and 1 assist in the first half. And then I was looking for any hustle stats from non-scorers, and I don't see any on the Thunder Mountain Falcons side of things. Thunder Mountain with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 offensive rebounds and 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 defensive rebounds there in the first half. And I had them 9 for 15 in the first half from the free throw line. And we're going to, Clark will bring it up on the JD side, but 34 free throws shot between both teams there in the first half. Juno 13 for 19. And the Thunder Mountain Falcons, 9 of 15.
Just I got crazy. Them 13 for 20.
Yeah, maybe so, but a lot.
A lot.
34 or 35 free throws.
The most we've seen in any game year
yeah.
in a half.
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting, in my opinion, the way this game has been officiated. On the other side, leading the way for the Crimson Bears is Layla Tokuoka. With 10 points on 2 field goals, she is 5 of 9 from the foul line. Happened. Oh, she's 6, actually, 6 of 10. Of course, I can't do math today. And then 5 points for Chloe Casperson on 1 field goal. She's 3 for 6 from the foul line. 4 points for Myla Hargraves on 1 field goal. She's 2 for 2 from the foul line. She has an offensive rebound. Tokuoka has 2 steals, 2 rebounds. Casperson with a couple offensive rebounds as well. Gwen Isaac with 3 points on 1 field goal, 1 for 1 from the foul line. She has an assist and 4 rebounds, 1 of those offensive. June Troxel has an assist and a defensive rebound. Raina Tuckwood, 1 defensive rebound. I had 15 first half turnovers for the Crimson Bears, and 7 defensive rebounds go along with 4 offensive rebounds as a team in the first half, as the Bears were 13 of 20 in the first half from the foul line. That's going to about wrap it up. We've got a couple minutes left. We're going to take a 2-minute break and come back with third, fourth quarter action.
We're back and ready to roll here in the second half, 23 to 35. Thunder Mountain on top of the Juno Douglas Crimson Bears as we get ready to roll here. As 8 minutes up on the clock, as both teams break the huddle, and it will be Juno ball to start the second half. Tokuoka going to inbound for the Crimson Bears.
Tokuoka, who's going to come get it? They need some help. Tuckwood, out top. Guarded by Lockhart, over to Hargraves, now to Tokuoka. Step back, 3, forced it, no good, out of bounds to Thunder Mountain. Right in the face of Kara Baxter, but man, that just makes it tough.
Yeah, you got to put a big arc on that thing to make sure it doesn't get swatted.
That's called an altered shot,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Over to Lockhart, far side. Skipped over to Kara, drives baseline, gets inside, blocked by Hargraves. That was a brave thing to do. Now Tuckwood coming the other way, layup good.
Tuckwood gets her first basket of the game.
Gates coming the other way, out to Jaya for 3. Too hard, rebound Lockhart, she'll fire it right there, got it. Lockhart with an offensive rebound and a putback.
Cleaning up the mess.
You know I love a good garbage man. And a foul on Gate.
That'll be her fourth.
Yes.
Yeah. Not smart. You're a long ways away from the hoop. Team's first foul here in the third quarter.
So Bears ball. Dysak to trigger. Inbounded to Hargraves. Back to Dysak. She'll bring it across. Tokuoka. Skipped far side to Hargraves. Now off to Dysak. Fakes the three. Wants Hargraves. Hargraves drives it in. Shot up off the window. Good.
Tough take by Myla.
Gwen with her second assist. Lockhart fakes the three. Back to Baxter. That's Kara. Up top to Jaya. You got two sets of twins in this game for Thunder Mountain. Tough one to call. Kaylin Baxter over to Kara. Tokuoka out on her. She's going to drive. Steps through. Layup. Good.
Wow, what a take by Kara Baxter. That's her first field goal of the game.
Comes Tuckwood the other way. Drives it up and under. Tries to throw it up. Wild shot. No good. Kaylin Baxter with the rebound. Now Dobson off to Lockhart. Backs it out. Open for three in the corner. Too hard. Rebound off of Thunder Mountain out of bounds.
Casperson did a nice job boxing out Kara Baxter to keep her from getting in there. And Kara, all she could do is just try and get a hand on it. Ended up just off her hand and out of bounds. 39-27, 5:40 to go here in the third.
Dysak for three from Tuckwood. That's too hard. Long rebound. Tuckwood tracks it down. They'll reset. Tuckwood goes left. Stops, spins, gets it to Hargraves. She wants to drive, and Baxter steals it away. Kaylin Baxter with the steal. Another turnover on the Bears. Now Kara Baxter, and she lost the handle and will give it right back.
Is that the first one you got for Juno for,
yeah,
for the half?
Thunder Mountain?
Both.
Yeah,
first
both.
First one for both.
Yeah. Gates comes back in. 39-27. Gates got four fouls.
Yeah.
He's going to roll the dice.
Yeah.
Let her play.
Well, she hasn't been contributing much. She sat on the bench most of the game, so might as well get her out there and get as much as you can out of her.
Dysak double dribbles, and we'll turn it over. Lockhart brings it across. Up to Kara. Back out to Lockhart. Back to Kara. Lockhart. Tried to force it down low. Hargraves with the steal. Not a good idea. Up to Tokuoka on the far side. Wants Hargraves. Not there. Skipped underneath to Casperson. Her shot no good. Oh, right into the hands of
Hargraves,
but can't make the shot. And then Gates comes away with the rebound. Hands off to Lockhart and knocked out of bounds on the way up court. It's a turnover.
Boy, they had a good look under there. Both Casperson.
Yeah, that was a Christmas,
and Hargraves.
Christmas bounce,
yeah,
right to Hargraves, and she missed the bunny. Tokuoka goes left. Off to Hargraves. Wants to drive. Forces it up. Spins off. Knocked out by Thunder Mountain. Bears ball underneath the basket.
Strong checking in for Thunder Mountain along with Mika Karandang and Gates, and Jaya will go to the bench.
Tokuoka into Dysak. Open for three. Spins off, no good. And over the back on Hargraves, number four.
That'll be her fourth. So
Nadia Wilson will come in for her.
Tanya Dysak down there talking it over with the official. What do you do?
Guy just likes to hear himself blow the whistle, apparently. Mika Carendang to Kalen Baxter. Down in the corner to Cambry Lockhart. 18-footer. Spins off, no good.
Going to be off of Nysick, I think. And
yeah, they're going to give it to Thunder Mountain.
Should be Thunder Mountain ball.
Mika, 18-footer. That's no good. Rebound, Chloe Kasperson.
And Kara might have been over the back the same way that Hargrave was on the other side, but no call.
Tuckwood nearly lost it, needs help now. Tokuoka comes to give her a hand. She's got it. Dumps down low, stolen by Baxter. Kalen Baxter with her third steal. Now Kara stops, pops, 17-footer, good. Kara with double figures with 10 now. 41-27, 3:20 to go in this game. And a timeout by Tanya and Isaac, 30 seconds. So we'll keep it right here as Thunder Mountain is rolling. Foul trouble mounting for the Crimson Bears.
Yeah, things are just not going their way here. Only two buckets here, although neither team really running away offensively here in the third quarter. Thunder Mountain with 6 and the Crimson Bears with 4. Want to remind everybody, this is the first game of our doubleheader this afternoon up in Juneau. We'll be bringing you the Thunder Mountain Falcons and the Kahi Kings here on KINY coming up right after this one, so stay tuned. Lots more Region 5 tournament basketball coming your way. The Crimson Bears ball coming out of the break.
Tokuoka will trigger into Wilson. Goes right.
Traveled.
Changed the pivot foot. That's no big deal.
And struck the pivot it. Foot, then changed it.
Yeah, she did. Figured life. Uh-huh.
Well, there's one whistle that they gave you back there.
Yeah. Tokuoka to trigger. Underneath the Kasperson, straight up with it, good.
What a take by Chloe. Tokuoka with her first assist of the game.
Now Kara Baxter. Mika Carendang. Off to Kara again. Up to Lockhart. Now to Kalen Baxter. Up to Kara. Back to Kalen. Gonna drive. Dumps to Kara strong. Oh, Kara can't catch. And then Baxter.
Gonna be pushed out of bounds by Chloe Kasperson, I think. That is the call. Boy, you're right, though. Gwen missed a good opportunity down there. Kara strong.
Lockhart to trigger. Not so many fouls here in the third quarter. And knocked out by Nysick. Hopefully they got the memo that we'd seen enough.
Well, they get in the half, go to the half and have a chance to talk it over and could have just maybe made a few slight adjustments.
Carendang. Over to Kara Strong. Now to Kalen Baxter. Now Lockhart for 3. Got it. Cambry Lockhart.
Wide open. Nobody came out on her. And Kalen going to get her second assist.
She's got Cambry with 10 now. Nysick. Off to Tuckwood at the top. Goes right, gets the screen. Down in the corner, double teamed. And a jump ball is whistled.
Great heads up play there by Kara Baxter. As it was kind of the pesky defender, Cambry Lockhart playing from behind. And Juneau knew that they were there. And then she just turned right into Kara, and Kara able to grab onto the ball while she was paying attention to the defender that was behind her.
Mika brings it up. Over to Cambry. Now to Kalen Baxter. Now Kara. Kara Baxter. Up top to Cambry Lockhart. Gets it away strong. Dumps down to Kara Baxter. Drive. Scoop.
Oh, you got to make those.
Wilson comes up with the rebound.
Had the look. Just couldn't finish.
Troxel drives right. Gets by her man. Shot no good. Nadia Wilson, offensive rebound and the putback.
Great for Nadia to stick right with it. Strong got out of position underneath, and they made her pay.
44-31. 107 to go in the third. Into Kalen. Out to Mika. Goes left. Gets in the paint. Little runner. High off the window. Is no good. Kasperson with the rebound, and she's fouled.
Mika Carandang going to be whistled for the foul on the rebound.
Her first. Bergen Erickson will come in now for Mika.
Team's second. Kasperson, that was her fourth rebound. Two offensive and two defensive.
Looking to get it in. Bad pass. Stolen away by Lockhart. Kara Strong stolen back by Chloe Kasperson. She'll bring it up. Bad pass. Lockhart steals it back.
Again.
Coming the other way, coast to coast. Kalen Baxter with the, or Kara Baxter.
Lockhart with the assist.
And another turnover on the Crimson Bears.
Six now here in the half. 27.8 seconds left to go here in the third. Nysik going to check back in. Nadia Wilson to the bench.
Underneath the Kara Strong on the inbound. Shot up good.
Lockhart with her fifth assist. Strong now with 6 points.
48-31. Thunder Mountain on top. Tuckwood with it. Goes left. Stops. Deep three on the way. No. Rebound. Kara Baxter. Up to Erickson, and they're not going to get a shot away, and that's going to end the third quarter. And we'll take a one-minute break and be right back.
Welcome back. 8 minutes on the clock here as we head into the final quarter of play. Thunder Mountain by 17. It's 48-31. And Tokuoka now to Trigger on the sideline for the Crimson Bears. Gets it into Nysik. Hargrave wanted it down low. Now they're going to set up the offense from the top of the key. Tuckwood now going to drive to the right side over to Tokuoka. Underneath to Hargrave. Hargrave going to back it in on Strong. Spin, shot up, no good, but Strong going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be her second. And Hargrave will go to the line for the pair.
Hargraves with 6 points in the game.
Really haven't called her name too much. She sat out significant portions of the game. Got two fouls in the first quarter and then whistled for her third.
Makes that one.
48-32. Hargrave will get one more. Shot is up and good. So Hargrave now with eight. They bring it down. Kalen now out to on the left side over to Erickson. Erickson one dribble. Now back up top to Lockhart. Back to Erickson out on the wing. Erickson now will dribble back to the top. Looking for somebody. Dumps it off to Lockhart. Gets by Tuckwood. Little eight-foot shot from the side. No good. And Nysik comes up with the rebound. And now nearly loses it in the backcourt, but now they'll get it up to Tuckwood past the timeline. Tuckwood now up to Hargrave up top. Looking underneath, Tuckwood wide open, shot up and in. Count it, Hargrave with the assist. And Raina Tuckwood with her fourth point of the game. That's Lockhart, kicks it out in the corner. Now to Kara Baxter. Over to Lockhart on the left wing. Lockhart now dribbles up, spins back right to the hoop. Up and under, shot no good. And the rebound finally coming out to Tuckwood. That's her fourth. Tuckwood nearly loses it in the backcourt. Gets it now over to Kasperson, who will bring it across the timeline. Center court. Left side now. Over to Nizek. Nizek. Step back. Three. Shot up. No good. And the rebound into the hands of number 12, Bergen Erickson. She'll clear it out. Now up over to Kara Baxter. Baxter going to drive right into the lane. Shot up, no good. Kasperson with the rebound. And she'll push for the Crimson Bears. 6 minutes to go here. Crimson Bears down by 13. Hargraves now out on the right side to a cutting. Tokuoka shot up, no good. Boy, you got to make those if you want to climb back in this game as Bergen Erickson comes up with a rebound on the miss. A great look.
Great look. Great feed by Hargraves.
And a full timeout going to be taken by the Thunder Mountain Falcons, so we'll take a 60-second break. 48-35 here from the Region 5 4A tournament here in Sitka. We're back, 5:46 to go here in the fourth quarter as the Crimson Bears down by 13. It's Thunder Mountain ball. Kara Baxter with it out on the left wing. Looks down low to Kalen, who pops out. Now she'll dribble up, loses the dribble, and back to Kara. Kara drives back to the top of the key. Now goes right side over to Gates. Gates now up top to Erickson. Erickson back over to Kalen. Now to Mika Karandang. Back to Gates. Bounce pass on the right side. Dumps it over the top. Kalen now goes weak side. No good as Hargraves comes up with it.
Gates is going to foul out.
Mila Hargraves with her first defensive rebound.
Hard to believe, but she just hasn't played much.
Yeah. Five fouls in 12 minutes today. Seems like.
Maybe 12 minutes.
Yeah. Gates going to leave the game with 2 points, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. And that's the second team foul for Thunder Mountain here in the fourth quarter. Tokuoka now to trigger for the Crimson Bears, down by 13. They get it in now to Tuckwood. Tuckwood now up to Hargrave. Hargrave now into Nizek. Back out to Tuckwood. Mika Karandang comes right out on Tuckwood, plays tight. Now Tuckwood tries to get it over to Tokuoka, does. Now Nizek pops out. Deep three from Nizek in the can and out. Boy, that one doesn't get any closer. And Kalen Baxter with the rebound quickly up to Karandang. Karandang over to Kara. Ball gets loose, but coming up with it is Jenna Dobson. And Dobson going to drain it from the side. 50-35, Thunder Mountain. Nizek now looking for a little bit of help. Bounce pass up top to Tokuoka.
It's like a rematch between Judo and Kehai tomorrow.
Tokuoka going to get a shot off, no good. Hargrave's going to tip it out of bounds, and it will be Thunder Mountain ball.
Oh, yeah, Thunder Mountain ball, right. Lockhart will come back in for Thunder Mountain for Erickson, and now full timeout whistled by Tanya Nizek and the Crimson Bears, so we'll step away. We'll be back in 1 minute.
4:13 left here on the clock. 50-35, your score. As they get it in now to Kara Baxter. Baxter going to drive the court, picked up by Tokuoka. Now left to Kalen. Kalen drives in on Kasperson. And boy, Juno getting a little pesky now with the defense.
Well,
trying to turn up the heat.
Under 4 minutes, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Got to crank it up.
So it'll be Lockhart now.
They don't have any fouls in the quarter.
They get it in now to Kara. Kalen up top. Kalen going to drive the lane right to the hoop. Scoops up and in for two. Kalen now with 15.
Big game for her. Kara with 12.
Tokuoka down in the corner to Tuckwood. Tuckwood now back to Nizek. From the corner, bombs away. In and out, no good. Hargrave got the rebound, shot up again, and she gets two offensive boards, and then she'll be fouled on their second putback, and she'll go to the line for a pair.
It's going to be on Dobson, her first.
team's third. And Hargrave now is 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Chance to go 6 for 6 here. First one is up. That one going to be no good. Jinxed her.
Of course you did. Take full credit.
Nadia Wilson checking in. Nysik going to come off. Hargrave's second shot. Off the back of the iron. No good. Kara Baxter tracks that one down. She'll clear it off now to Kalen. Kalen kicks it out to Karendang. Back up top to Kara. Now they swing it to Lockhart. Lockhart comes around on a curl. 15-footer from the line. No good. Hargrave comes down with the rebound.
She's got 6 rebounds now. Doubled her rebounds in about the last 30 seconds.
Well, you can just see how much difference having her in makes, you know, for the
yeah.
team. She's a playmaker. Now Wilson with it. Drives right side, double dribbles, gives it back.
8 turnovers for the Bears in the second half?
Yep.
52-35, 3:02 left in this game.
I'll add one. I missed one.
I think it's the night game tomorrow night, 6:15. And now foul coming the other way.
A push from behind. And a go against Nadia Wilson, her second. Team's first foul for the Crimson Bears.
So it'll be K-High and the Bears tomorrow night, 6:15.
They get it in now to Kara. Top of the key. Picked up by Wilson. Crosses over on Wilson into the paint. And travel.
Yep.
Gives it back.
No,
no, whoop, that's wrong side. 5.
That's what I have too.
Thunder Mountain played a very clean game so far. Just 10 turnovers in the entire game as they get it up to Tokuoka. Hounded over there. Saved by Tokuoka as Kalen Baxter making things tough for Tokuoka. Tuckwood now drives around, kicks it out over to Wilson. Wilson drives. Kicks it out. Tokuoka steps back. 3-pointer on the way. No good. The rebound comes down to Wilson. And she can't get it to go. And then Kara?
It was Kara, yeah.
On the rebound for Thunder Mountain. 2:19 to go. Thunder Mountain by 17. And a travel going to be whistled against Jenna Dobson. It'll be 6 turns now on the Thunder Mountain Falcons. And it'll be Juno Ball in the backcourt with 2:16 to go. Nysett gets it in now to Tuckwood, who will bring it up on Lockhart. Tuckwood goes right side. Tokuoka drives in the lane. Shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Now drives in. Blocked from behind. And a foul going to be whistled. No, that's going to be out of bounds. The block was by Kara Baxter. Knocked it out of bounds. So it'll
that's
be
her first block. Kalen also has one.
They get it in now to Hargrave. Little screen there. Shot on the way by Nysik. No good. Hargrave with the offensive rebound. Kicks it out. Now Nysik bombs away for 3. No good. And another offensive rebound by Wilson. Juno getting lots of second chance points. And
jump.
Jump ball going to be called?
No, travel.
So a steal by Cambry Lockhart, and then they're going to give it back on the travel call.
5th steal for Cambry.
So it'll be Tokuoka underneath their own basket with 1:37 to go. Gets it into Nysik. Nysik step back. 3 on the way. No good. Long rebound back to Nysik. Nysik tries to dump it underneath to Tokuoka. Bad pass. And a jump ball going to be called. It will go to the Crimson Bears. That may just be an injury prevention jump ball. As players down on the deck. They get it in now. Up to Lockhart. Lockhart, top of the key. 1:19 to go. 52-35 Thunder Mountain. Thunder Mountain going to advance here this afternoon.
And Hargrave's going to foul out on that one.
Silly foul way out near half court. Not going to matter much now, but Hargrave's going to leave with 6 points, 4 of 6 from the free throw line.
I got 8. You have 2 field goals?
Did I miss a basket somewhere?
No, you got it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I missed one right there. I had it on my book. 8 points. Inbounded now by Lockhart. They get it into Kara. Kara now drives left. Nearly has her pocket picked there by Nadia Wilson, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. And Andy Lee wanting the whistle. Kind of a double-edged sword, you know. You don't want your guys getting banged around, and yet you don't want to spend the first half like we did with a bunch of fouls. They get it in now to Kara. Kara drives right side and pushed from behind by Nadia Wilson. Two officials are going to talk it over to see
Kara's
who the foul is going to go against.
Kara's all right. I'd hate to see an injury at this point in the season.
You're going
to
give her a shooting?
Well, yeah.
I thought she tripped before she ever got in the shooting motion, but Nadia Wilson going to be whistled for her third foul. Third team foul, and that's going to send Kara to the line, off the window, count it for two.
Tank
count
is
it
open.
One. Yeah, she'll get one more. 53-35 now, minute 3 to go. As Andy Lee going to send in Kedri Hartman. Hartman started, and we haven't called her name hardly the rest of the game. Came out early, and then she hasn't played since. Kara Baxter now knocks down the second.
8 of 10 from the line is Kara now with 14 points. And she's coming out. 1:03 left in this game. 19-point lead for the Crimson Bears. Erickson's coming in along with Addison Wilson. No, Addison Wilson did not come in.
Looked like she was. As Tamri Lockhart coming off the floor. They get it in now to Wilson. Right back to Tokuoka, and Tokuoka loses the ball out of bounds. And it'll be Thunder Mountain ball with 58.9 seconds to go. And it'll be Mika Karandang to inbound on the side for the Falcons. Underneath the strong, and the ball loose. And it's going to be Thunder Mountain ball off the hands of one of the Juno Douglas players.
I believe that was Wilson in there in the scrum.
Yeah.
Now Addison Wilson will come into the game for Kaylin Baxter.
So Kedri Hartman underneath. Bad pass. Tipped out of bounds by Tokuoka. And now number 20, Nani Fromhurst, checks in.
Great game for Kara Strong. Been watching Kara put in a lot of effort over the years, not getting a lot of playing time. And she had a great run today.
Hartman
proud
drives
of her.
In, shot up, no good. And a foul going to be whistled against Fromhurst. The rebound going to go down to Nizek. That'll be her 7th rebound. Subs coming in for the Crimson Bears as well as Mary Johnson checking in. Number 25, Demarius Rubalacaba checking in. So Coach Nizek going to just get some of her bench in there. A little bit of run. Mary Johnson going to bring it up. Left side over to Rubalacaba. And she's in some trouble. Throws it away. Coming up with the steal is Hartman. Hartman now up to Mika Karandang. 24.5 seconds to go. Karandang has it knocked out of bounds. And that will be Thunder Mountain ball as June Troxel got her hands on the ball and knocked it loose. Inbounded now into Addison Wilson. Wilson back up top to Karandang. Over to Fromhurst. Frommers now right side over to Erickson. 13 seconds to go. Back up to Carendang. Carendang goes left over to Frommers. And now back up top over to Wilson. And Erickson with it. And that will do it. 54-35, your final score. And the Thunder Mountain Falcons will have tomorrow off. The Crimson Bears going to face off a rematch against the Lady Kings tomorrow. And we'll have times and everything here in the postgame wrap-up. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes with all the stats and figures from this one. The Thunder Mountain Falcons again victorious, 54-35 over the Crimson Bears. We're back at Region 5 tournament action here from the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium at Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniker with you, bringing you the game wrap-up as the Juno Douglas Crimson Bears fall to the Lady Falcons. 54-35 your final. And in the loss for the Crimson Bears, leading the way today was Layla Tokuoka with 10 points on 6 of 10 from the free throw line, 2 buckets from the field for Layla. Layla with 2 steals, 1 assist, 1 offensive rebound, and 2 defensive rebounds. 8 points for Myla Hargrave on limited minutes due to foul trouble. Myla's 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And 2 buckets from the field. Myla did eventually foul out there in the fourth quarter, but she ended up with a blocked shot, 1 steal, 1 assist, 5 offensive rebounds, and 2 defensive rebounds in this afternoon's outing. Chloe Kasperson with 7 points on 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 2 buckets from the field, 1 steal for Chloe, and 5 rebounds, including 2 offensive and 3 defensive. 4 points for Raina Tuckwood on 2 buckets from the field. Tuckwood with 1 offensive rebound and 3 defensive rebounds. And then 3 points apiece for Nadia Wilson and Gwen Nysik. Nadia and Gwen both 1 bucket from the field and 1 of 2 from the free throw line for their 3 points in offense. Nadia chipping in 3 offensive rebounds and a defensive rebound. Gwen Nysik with 2 assists and 7 rebounds, including 2 offensive, 5 defensive. And then non-scorers that... chipped in a hustle stat. I've only got June Troxel with 1 defensive rebound. Offensive rebound and clearly favoring the Juno Douglas Crimson Bears today. 14 offensive rebounds on their side compared to just 6 that I had for Thunder Mountain. And then defensive rebound 17 compared to 16 on the Thunder Mountain side. Slight advantage to the Crimson Bears. But turnovers well in the advantage column for the Thunder Mountain Falcons. I got the Crimson Bears with double the turnovers that Thunder Mountain had. Juno with 26 on the afternoon. I had 15 of 23 from the free throw line, so they shot fairly well, but no three-pointers by the Crimson Bears today and just 10 field goals in the entire game, 35 total points in offense.
On the other side, leading the way for the Falcons of Thunder Mountain was Kalen Baxter with 15 points on 6 field goals, 3 for 5 from the foul line. She had 1 block shot, 3 steals, 2 assists, and 3 rebounds, one of those offensive. 14 points for Kara Baxter on 3 field goals, 8 of 10 from the foul line. Kara with a block shot, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, one of her rebounds was offensive. And then 10 points for Cambry Lockhart, who had a really nice game for Cambry on 2 field goals, 2 three-pointers, 5 steals, 5 assists and 4 rebounds, and 2 of Cambry's rebounds were offensive, so a really strong game for her. 6 points in the game for Kara Strong off the bench. Best game I've ever seen Kara play. Put in a lot of effort over the years, hasn't got to play much, but she played well tonight with 3 field goals. She had a block shot, 3 rebounds, 2 of those offensive. And then 3 points for Bergen Erickson on 1 made 3-pointer. She also had 4 defensive rebounds. And then 2 points for Jenna Dobson on 1 field goal. And 2 points for Jaya Carendang on 1 field goal. Jaya with 3 steals in the game. And 2 points for Ashlyn Gates on 1 field goal. She was 0 for 2 from the foul line. And she had 4 defensive rebounds. Mika Carendang didn't score, had 1 assist in the game. And Keidre Hartman with 1 steal in the game. Thunder Mountain turned it over 12 times in the game. They had 17 defensive rebounds and 5 offensive rebounds. But we're going to have a little short break here. Got about 9 minutes left in warm-ups. And we'll take a quick break. Keep it right here. And we'll be back with The Thunder Mountain Falcons taking on the K-High Kings here at the Region 5 tournament. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to live and local sports play-by-play on KINY. Don't miss a moment. Subscribe to the podcast at KINYradio.com.